Guys didn't come out, but Fidel posted this on his story. Se como dato curioso, AMG la íbamos a grabar nosotros con Hassan. Qué perro que les pegó macizo.
De todo ya pasé. Claro que le batallé. No saben dónde.
And then Peso Pluma commented, no la quiso grabar. Laughing faces.
No la quiso.
Who didn't want to record, Peso?
Fidel.
Fidel didn't.
People that filled up stadiums last year can't do it this year.
Facts.
Ooh. Back then, I was in the mismos lugares.
Grupo Firme.
Comment down too. Why do you guys think Grupo Firme was right here last year and this year they're ya van en medio?
It's expected that Nata's gonna drop an album.
Uh huh.
And then Iván Cornejo's also gonna drop an album. Let's just say that they drop it at the same time. Maybe the same week.
Ivan.
Who do you think is gonna take the number one?
Ivan. I know you're gonna listen to the song 50 times too, you know?
So, all the sad people are gonna listen to Ivan.
Sorry, Keiko. Very good point.
You didn't what do you say?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's this one?
I don't know if you guys saw saw that episode, you know.
Wait,
no, you know.
Cuatro.
Dice que lo pusieron en cuatro el.
Se le subió el muerto a qué cosa.
Literally.
Se le montó. Subió.
Qué sueño.
Fuck.
Qué rico.
Crazy.
You guys know where I'm getting the qué
yeah,
rico.
Yeah,
you? Yeah.
You know where I'm getting qué rico?
Say, tell him.
From the leaks. The leaked.
What leaks from what? Con huevo. Bro, did you guys see que según se andaban peleando?
Oh, that was fake, yeah.
Bro, I saw Lalo went live and I went and I was like, bro, like, is this for real? And I put like the shake my head thing, like that's, I thought that was really dumb. And he actually saw my comment ready. He's like, yeah, it's all fake. I thought that was dumb.
Puro show.
Anyway, we are back from the break for reals now.
Anyways, we're back from the break. And talking about Nata, he was a cover of GQ Magazine Mexico. I don't know if it was Mexico, right?
GQ Mexico.
Yeah, GQ Mexico. And you know, when you're in the cover, they do an interview. And this time there was part of the interview was a video, and he had this to say, and I think it's very relevant of what's going on right now with Música Mexicana.
Because it's mainstream.
What's the question?
What? Oh, this is the video Angel's talking about where...
Yeah, why don't you guys watch this video?
Ahorita es una competencia, ¿no? Sacas un hit mañana, y luego saca otro, al otro día otro, y el tuyo se queda en el olvido ya. Porque, o sea, no sé, como que ahorita está muy fea la cosa, la gente no sabe apreciar la música, no. Nomás es lo que está de moda, todos son unos robots que escuchan lo que está de moda nomás, no lo que les gusta a ellos. Personalmente siento que el 80% de toda la humanidad escucha lo que está de moda y no lo que a ellos les gusta.
I say yes.
Why?
So, what he's saying is que la gente nomás está escuchando lo que está de moda, tal vez lo que les sale en TikTok, y no buscan por sí mismos qué es lo que les gusta. They just go with the flow, I guess, you know? So that's made it into one song is like extremely popular for a week, mm-hmm. and then they go on to the next song, and everybody listens to the same song, and then they go on to the next one and the next one. Look, so they're hits, but they're very short-lived hits.
A good example is, not throwing bash on any artist or anything,
but
yes, but...
Who are you bashing?
When Peso Pluma performed and there's people saying, oh, I only know 3 songs. Like, okay, those fans came from TikTok. And then last year when Marca Registrada was fucking popping, they were selling out the Pico Rivera Sports Arena. And then this year when they went, they didn't even sell, they probably only sold like 60% of it.
Te estás adelantando un poquito, but... Okay. What do you guys think about that? Do you guys think it's true? Do you guys... No, it's because...
Backtrack. Back it up a little bit.
Do you guys think that it's true?
Yeah.
I think it's true because, you know, it's mainstream music. And I feel like, for example, an artist takes out a project or an album, they're not going to really, you know, go down the list and follow all the whole album. They're going to be like, oh, what song is actually popping, you know?
Do you think it's good? What's going on? Or you rather it be a different way?
Well, I feel it two ways. I feel like it's good because...
Pick one side. Huh? I'm just kidding.
I think it's good because it's making...
Give the pros and cons to it.
At the end of the day...
Back it up. It's good because it's making other markets look at the música mexicana scene, therefore
it's getting higher up.
Yeah, but the bad thing is that the art of it is getting like corrupted, you know, like people are not really taking it in. Yeah, like for example, you know.
Yeah, we're suffering from success because, you know, everything used to be underground. So there was only like you and maybe like some other homie like knew what was going on. So, you know, you really love Herencia Patrones and, you know, that's what it was. You know, nobody, there was not like, oh, these songs is what's on the radio and stuff like that. But the stuff is now on the radio. But then on the other hand, like you're saying, everybody listens to the same song and it just makes it skyrocket and really get up there.
Damn, right now that you mentioned Herencia Patrones made me realize like they couldn't make their comeback, huh?
Neither De La Guitarra.
Or De La Guitarra.
I know, we had him on. I was very hopeful.
Arsenal Efectivo, too. They dropped the song and...
Yeah. Arsenal Efectivo?
10-4.
It was good, but, like, it just wasn't, like, a hit.
Which one?
The Arsenal? One Shrek took out?
Damn, okay, dice que ahora todos copiaron mi estilo, mi sonido es el bajoloche. It's because, I mean, I don't know. He had his success from the stuff that he created, but la música mexicana no perdona a nadie.
Yeah, yeah,
it's very cutthroat right now.
I think another thing that changed is the way music is marketed. For example, right now the big thing is TikTok. Maybe back then it was easier and more organic, but yeah. Right now, like you could kind of create the promotion yourself, you know, but you just have to do it in a strategic way.
Yeah, because I think back then TikTok was just
an afterthought. Yeah.
They're like, okay, you know, like we made the song, like let's see how can we promote it on TikTok. But now it's like, hey, how can we make a song good for TikTok? You know, they have that in mind. And yeah, it's something that we talked about a little while ago. Well, like a long time ago, you know, we're like, oh, you want to make a song hit? Like make it a TikTok sound. So I think pretty much everybody caught on to that. And I think sometimes they're even focusing a little too much on TikTok. Like they just focus on that little phrase.
And the rest of the song vale verga.
And I feel like it's not only happening in música mexicana, because I remember there was an interview where the guy, Steve Lacy.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
He had a concert, and obviously people pull up, like he could swell it out, but like they only knew that one song that was super mainstream.
It was called Bad Habits?
Bad Habits.
I wish I knew.
Which is, it's an awesome song, yeah. But it kind of,
yeah, and
it kind of like,
that's a bad yeah, that even brings up a different thing, because okay, one, you're like, you know that song, so you're a fan of, what's Steve Lacy, right?
Yeah, Steve Lacy.
Steve Lacy, you know, you buy your ticket, you go out of your way, you go to a whole show. You no te sabes, digamos, a mucho que te sepas tres canciones. They need to perform for an hour, you know?
Yeah.
So they're going to play some other songs que tal vez no te sepas, whatever. And everybody like records, oh, people only know this song. Do you guys think that's a good thing or a bad thing? Que vaya gente que only knew one song.
I think.
What do you guys think?
Good or bad? Good thing for the artist.
I think it, in terms of digital, like streaming, it's good for them. But then when it comes to the show, like it looks bad, honestly.
Why?
Well, it doesn't
because
look
like
bad.
It doesn't look bad exactly because like you're selling out tickets, but I guess people are not vibing or they're just going for that one song. Like kind of how you said people, like when we were asking people what songs they knew, they only knew the mainstream one.
Don't you think that's the job of the artist to make it that show good so they could leave wanting to listen to more of the music?
I mean,
like, that's how you become a fan, you know? You go to the show, you fuck like, with one song,
like
but then from
their
there...
The show is because you're already a fan.
Or you can start... You could be a diehard fan.
Because it brings it back to a little bit of how we talked about... I think shows here in the United States are way more accessible. Let's say in Mexico, no tengo idea cuánto cuesta un ticket, but cada peso cuesta. Yeah. Digamos que cuesta unos 500 pesos.
Like you
maybe like 2 days worth of work.
Like you're counting down the days.
Yeah, like you're counting down, you know, you got your calendar, marking it down, like ready to sing your heart out. But here, it could be an afterthought, you know, like, oh, what y'all
like you could go to like, a concert like an hour before the concert. Like, hey,
yeah, where like those like apps where like, oh, like get the ticket for like 20 bucks or whatever. Yeah. And like 20 bucks, like, no es nada, you know?
Yeah.
So be like, oh, I just know one song, like, what year? But then also on the other hand, I think that sometimes artists are a little bit entitled, you know, they want to sell out the show and they want every single person to sing every single song. Like, eso tiene que ganar.
Yeah.
And they should see the bright side too. Like if they got one song that popped off and that's what people are there, like, you know, play that song twice and try to, you know, showcase your other music.
Nah, I'm pretty guilty of like, for example, only knowing one song. Yeah, exactly. The Kevin Carlson. Like, I only know that. So we got invited to the concert, but they literally played that song last.
Lost.
And I was waiting. I was like, when are they going to play? They're going to play. But I mean, the show was good.
I feel like even the people there, like, they only knew that
song. Yeah. It was like that one and the other one, Collapso.
Collapso.
It was just those two songs that I was waiting for. But like, again, that's like the way music is just being marketed now.
Yeah, I think a lot of people like just like to gatekeep as well. You know, it's like, oh, I know every single song. Like everybody else, every other fan should know that every single song too.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, he played it last.
Like, just be happy that the artist that you like is getting the support, and the artist should maybe take it as a showcase too. You know, sell them on your other songs. They're there. They're watching you. They paid. Like, they get them better. Like, to have a good time, and you know.
Yeah, and I think. I think you mentioned that when you went to the Junior H concert, like he played the same songs like four times in a row or two times in a row.
Which because me?
I think it was Brian. My bad, it was Brian. But like what just because he
we went to basically the Junior H shows here.
When
Brian came with us,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like when he went to go see the show,
you were there too.
he met.
What do you mean when he went?
I was gonna say just let's hear out his like thought. When we went.
But he mentioned to me that he repeated a lot of the songs that blew up on TikTok. Like because he knew that's what the people were gonna because he knew that's what the people want, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's also a little bit tough sometimes too when de veras tiene muchas canciones like Generation, like Marvel could sing for 6 hours, you know, nonstop hits. But sometimes you gotta pick the songs.
Damn. Yeah. And then like Beso, like he sang the song and then he re-sing it again.
That's another thing that like trickled down from other genres where you know, they finish the whole song, you know, Ya Baila Sola, it's a fucking hit, and they restart from like the middle of the song and like people get
well, they start like
ending it with a cappella.
Yeah,
and then the fans will start singing it.
Yeah, well, you saw the showmanship is getting elevated as well.
Is Lawon did a performance at a school?
Yeah, I saw it.
That was crazy.
How was it? I didn't see that.
A lot of people went, or it was like the senior.
We just a fucking student.
I know, stupid.
The students were.
Imagine
it was a mandatory.
Like that one day he didn't go. Like Eslavon, they told you Eslavon came,
bruh. Nah, I'd be pissed. I'd be mad.
I would tell him running back.
Like, where were you, fucking Eslavon pulled up?
Yeah. Run that shit back again,
dude. Tell him why you sing that.
Oh, it's because Kiko had his song release party.
That's fucked
and,
up.
And we brought one of Jason's army friends.
Yeah, shout out to homie Larry. Larry down for
fucking
his
Larry,
country.
Larry
down for his own interview.
Larry. Yeah. Hey, we should have him on the podcast. Larry.
He crashed on this couch. Like he slept here for like 6 days.
Yeah. Hey, Larry's funny. We should have him on the next episode.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah,
he went to this party. He was the only white guy.
Yeah, he was the only white guy. And then I guess the group was
like, what did he say?
And then Keiko's song was about to play. Mm-hmm. We realized we lost Larry. That he's been gone for like an hour. So we went to go look for him. And
we're in downtown LA, you know, it's kind of a bad area. And
East LA.
Like, we took him, you know, so I was like, hey, you know, I'm going to try to keep, like, an eye on him.
Jason didn't go, by the way.
I didn't.
Just saying.
Why?
He was
his priorities.
I was out of town.
Yep.
But congrats.
Joshua Tree.
Congrats on your song.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Jason has priorities now, huh?
No, I just had a compromiso.
Oh, you don't have priorities?
Crazy.
Yeah, so then crazy. We walked back in and then we were like, play that shit again. Like we fucking owned
It was a little party. We went out to look for him. And like when we lost
that
it,
that deserves
like,
its own topic. Gecko's party.
Gecko's party, Gecko's song. You guys, if you guys go stream it and we see the numbers up, we'll tell you guys like the crazy ass story. We lost our white boy Larry. And then like we looked for him and
I think the
downtown LA, we just gave up and we came
home.
Hey, and then that was Wednesday.
I had a fun night.
Monday was lit too. Last week, work wise,
that deserves its own topic. Like,
should we do an exclusive? After?
We should do an exclusive.
We'll do an exclusive.
You guys, comment down below if you remember the exclusive ones. You get an exclusive one? We got
a lot of stuff to say.
Damn, not gonna lie.
Gonna fucking...
Sorry, mommy. Si voy a decir de más. But...
hizo de más también.
Hice de más. Hice y deshice.
I don't know. I ran into some vampires that night. So.
¿Sí? ¿Por qué traes así el cuello todo?
Por eso trae, a ver, go like this.
Traía hambre. Oh,
no, someone got barbed wire.
Oh,
oh
God.
God.
Anyway. Yeah.
Te ahorcaron.
I'm an innocent kid.
Si te conocieran, compa.
I'm innocent to proving.
Oh, dude, there's fucking mosquitoes in here.
See, bro, there's mosquitoes. Anyway, we're going to go back to the topic. If you guys,
we're going to go back to the
you
topic.
Guys, if you guys want an exclusive and you guys want to know this crazy stuff that's been going on, comment down. We need to see that you guys want it, pasarlo.
And we'll do it high.
Yeah, so then going back to it, you know, saying, he was saying, like, oh, run it back because, you know, people go to these shows and they only know one song. You know, everything started moving so fast. Now, you know, we're mainstream music. We're not,
we're
like,
mainstream.
Some underground. I still see people say like, oh, like a subgenre, yada yada.
Nah, like, yeah, no.
Top guys, five.
Top five global.
Top five songs in the world.
I'll tell
what?
You. I'll
three
tell you.
Three of them are Mexican.
Ella baila sola.
Where She Goes, Bad Bunny, Young Lucas, and
La Bebe.
That song goes hard.
Un por ciento.
Frontera.
And what's the last
te
one?
Queme.
No, Te Queme.
No, Te Queme didn't make
that's
top.
Number one.
No.
No, we're talking about like global.
That's Mexico.
Oh.
Damn, can you look it up? It's on the group chat, please.
Oh, it's the one with Best Blue Man, Bizrap. Or Bye. It's Bye.
No, it's Session 55.
Oh, Bizrap. Session 55, number one in the world. Congratulations to Bizrap. And
yeah, mi compa Peso Pluma. Mi compa Hassan. You know, we don't call him Peso Pluma because we locked in.
Yeah,
Hassan.
Yeah, we locked in. Like, ustedes le dirán Peso Pluma. Uno solo conocemos como
Hassan.
Remember they said he wasn't going to have another number one song?
We neighbors. Me, us and Peso Pluma.
Did you look at the song?
He honestly told me about the area.
Bizrap?
Chatted.
Top five songs in the world.
Three of them are Musica Mexicana.
Spanish songs.
That's crazy. Drake's probably trying to get that collab.
Where's Drake at though?
Drake with Chinito Paca.
He's in San Diego.
With Chinito
That's
Paca.
That's crazy. Drake, if you don't have a top five song in the world, we can't have in the podcast.
I know, Drake.
Crazy.
You have to talk to our team. Dude, I got baited like three times.
Any remedios for the Moscos? Let us know.
Limón, güey.
A mí me picó aquí uno y al compa le picaron aquí bien.
No. No, I don't. Look.
Eso no fue.
Yo tampoco.
A ver.
No, yo no.
That shit's like the Dyson.
A ti te sacó una Dyson vacuum, ¿eh?
Virgin to marriage, guys. Virgin to
okay, marriage. No, back to the topic. What was the topic?
Virgin to marriage.
Música mexicana.
Música mexicana is moving really fast. People only go, even if they know two or three songs. And another thing that's going on because of everything on TikTok and how everything is moving. People that filled up stadiums last year can't do it this year.
Facts.
Ooh. Back then.
Facts.
See, if your two, three, four, five songs hit, you had work for years, maybe 5-6 years. Llenabas los mismos lugares.
Grupo Firme, last year they killed it. They sold out like the Crypto Arena, like
SoFi.
The SoFi.
Back when cuando se llamaba Staples Center, they filled it out
seven times
in a row.
They broke the record.
7 days in like 7 dates in like 10 days.
Yeah.
Absolutely astonishing. That was like 2021, like in October, right? But then last year in the summer, they had 2 dates at the SoFi. It is like 70,000 people each day.
Sold it out.
What happened?
Oh, no, just, you got bit right here.
See, look. But this was the other day when we were in here.
Fuck.
No, güey, el otro día le mordieron mi machín este culo.
¿Me?
¿Cuándo era
yo? ¿Qué dice? ¿Le mordieron este culo?
No, man. That's amazing,
bro.
He said,
after your song,
bring it back, bro.
He said, I eat the booty like groceries.
Yeah, that's crazy. Keko,
I
know.
Morro cagado.
Morro meco.
Morro cagado.
Okay, do you want to keep talking about that or you want to go back to the topic?
Go back to your topic. Hurry up.
Okay, back to the topic. So back then, you hit, you were good for like 5-6 years, right?
Yeah.
So now, last year, he filled up 7 dates at the Crypto. And then 6 months later, he did 2 sold-out dates at the SoFi.
Back-to-back, guys.
That's what Bad Bunny did last year, too. Like, 2 dates.
But
like,
this year...
were like this. This year, they knew already. They only did 1 day.
But...
Llenaron 60,000 people.
It didn't sell out.
They were short, like, 10,000 tickets. Me and this guy went, y si se veían some empty seats.
That's
at least crazy. In our little section, yo estaba section, what was it, 229?
Yeah.
There was like
30%
empty seats.
I don't know. I've been wanting to see Grupo Firme, especially since I see them kind of going down. But
Why do you guys think they're going down? Like, you think there's
Comment down too. Why do you guys think Grupo Firme was right here last year and this year they're Yabana en Medio?
I think they went down because when they first started coming up, it was like a bunch of like pisteando music.
Yeah.
Like partying, and that's what people liked and what they showed. They drank a lot. I mean, they still drink a lot, but now they just drink a lot and they're just like weird, like cringe. But back then it was like a little bit different.
But what's cringe?
Cringe like
algo que no le gustó mucho a la gente fue eso cuando hicieron la coreografía de Se Fue la Pantera.
A lot of people don't like their choreography.
They got trolled on, honestly.
They got that from, you know, other genres where, you know, performers, these artists, like, also dance, you know? Like Taylor Swift or something. And they did, like, you know, they were singing and dancing. A la gente no le gustó eso. And they, you know, you guys all saw the memes.
What do you guys think about the choreography? Well, you guys saw, yeah.
Oh, we were there?
Some parts were cool, some parts were like, I wouldn't.
Honestly, I think the show could have done without that.
So but just them.
But he still did it. So I give him props for not
backing
down.
But does the choreography, like, match the song? Like, let's just say you're singing, like, a Bellico song, but then you're, like, dancing.
Like this?
No, the Bellico songs, they had, like, they're just in black and gold. But what helped their show a lot was they had, like, a lot of fireworks and a lot of, like, fire shit, like, was popping.
Yeah, that, I'll give them that. Like, si le echaron dinero to the production.
A lot of pyrotechnicians.
They had, like, the flames. They had, like, the three sparkles. Different types of sparks. The sparkles. The stage se hacía para arriba.
Y para abajo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, yeah, like, there was, like, three, like, levels, too. I thought it was just, like, it was, like, a cross and, like, in the middle, subía y bajaba. But then there was, like, three, like, actually stages. And then also, like, they had, like, a bunch of outfits. Like, they changed a bunch of times. And then also, donde estaba, like, the screens. I guess, I don't know how they did it. They, like, lowered the whole thing. Y se subió. And then he went, like, all the way to the top.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy.
So, like, algo que sí le doy, like, that sí le echaron ganas. Like, it's not like, oh, we just showed up y a ver qué pasa. Nah. Like, they had, like, their... I don't even know how they changed so fast, but...
They probably had, like, their dresses and shit.
I mean, like, a lot of people were, like, still, like, excited, you know? I mean, 60,000 people is still...
Yeah, it's still shitload.
I feel like they went like, over the top, like, in terms of, like, the production and...
So, they're, kind of going down, but, like, they're still...
Yeah, like, 60,000 people is still 60,000 people. You know, they got 60,000 like, people to pay $80 in parking.
Pero con ellos, lo que vi...
Did you pay the $80 parking?
No.
No? No. Nomás me la metieron a mí.
Why didn't you pay $80 parking?
Andre sent me a pass, a parking pass.
Yeah, guys, there's levels to this. Motherfucker
parked next to Edwin.
He went VIP style. Yo fui humildemente porque así es la cosa.
You asked for extra tickets.
Yeah,
I went with they gave me.
Yeah, it's because
took our tickets.
Modo familiar. I went with my family. ¿Tú con quién fuiste?
Con un amigo, amiga.
Amigo, amiga.
Like
con
unos amigos.
Con unos amigos. I went with Leo. Oh, my boy.
Oh, really? Leo. You went with Leo? Like, that was your plus one?
Leo. Oh, no, nah, I took my friend.
Oh, who's your plus one? Amigo, amiga? Like,
a friend?
a friend. He said a friend.
Why are you studying, bro?
What's an amigo, amiga?
My friend. I went with a group of friends. They had their ticket.
They only had one ticket.
Oh, that's
right. They were going to the show.
Oh, you met them there?
No, like, we went together and then they went
there. Like, who's a date? Who like, we? A date.
I went my way.
Oh, them, like,
oh, who was my plus one? Mm. Oh, a date. Una amiga.
Damn.
Are you like, you're looking like you're ready to settle down? Like, what's going on with you?
I am currently dating. I am looking.
What are you doing? No, tell us. It's okay. It's a safe space.
I am focused on working right now.
guys, we'll save it for the exclusive. Hey, we'll save it for the exclusive.
Yeah, you can talk about all this.
I owe Angel like $1,000.
Jeez. No, I am not. I'm not partying anymore.
No, that's not.
I'm not partying anymore.
You said you were gonna go out.
Bruh.
Okay, going on a date, going out to dinner is not going out.
Okay. Explain to us what's going out.
Going out
and getting shit faced.
And now going out is going to an event, a party.
Are we not talking about the event we went to like 7 days ago? Bruh.
And then you went to like, OC day party,
and that was like a Thursday, right? That was Saturday.
You went to a date club.
You went out on Sunday?
You went out on Monday.
I went out on Monday. Monday, I was in my house.
No, you went somewhere. I know. I can't tell you exactly where, but I know you did. You went to the club the next day.
You went to a date
with Tony Los Arrones.
On Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
No, that was Friday.
He was at
that was
club.
Friday. That was Friday.
So you went out Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
No, not Monday.
And I actually thought Keiko was going to stay in, so I bet.
Yes, because Keiko every time, they say, oh, I'm done, I'm staying, I'm going to work out. Like, I'm actually going to go
to work. I'm going to start eating good. I'm going to start.
It's like, I'm part of the tired. I was like, bro. Tired of the party life.
Hey, yeah, yo sí le creyeron.
You want to bet? We'll put money on it.
We already did.
No, but now you're just going to go out, like, in secret, you know?
Yeah.
Bro, I have not gone out. I literally told all my friends, if you invite me out, I'm blocking you guys.
The friends. Oh no!
Oh no! Keiko,
don't block
me. No, I can't lose Keiko.
No!
I have to stop asking her to go out.
No, we were about to collab.
I am not.
Dude! Okay. Oh, let's collab? No, but.
Pickup line?
No. Dile, síguele.
Hey, that's for the exclusive.
That's for the exclusive. Exclusive podcast. Si lo quieren,
guys, y se hace. Let me know down in the comments if you guys want the exclusive.
Hey, call Larry. Tell
and let me know why do you guys think Grupo Firme is going down?
Yeah, Larry,
why are they getting like judged on the choreography.
Yes. So this is what we need down in the comments. In summary.
Bitch. Oh, that one hurt.
Yeah, bien duro.
Elbows, oh, my bad. Like
that's crazy. No, es que no tiene carne, imagínalo.
Puro hueso contigo,
wey. Dude, he like bone.
Dude, he went hard.
No, I did. But it was like if this shit hit you, like just that.
Like if this corner hit
yeah,
you,
yeah, like
huh?
That corner.
But no, lo way, wey. Fuck with him like
a fucking
this.
Letter pencil.
No, no se metan conmigo.
That's the fuck yourself.
That's the fuck yourself.
I beat you two times already.
Fucking Jason.
Hawaii.
Bro, I already seen this thing like six times, bro.
I beat you in Hawaii, and I beat you when we had the tocadas.
That's crazy.
Go back to the topic.
Well, also, people are gonna click. They used to have a grupo and they want to do a tocada. So if you have a birthday party or something coming up,
you need a singer, a good singer.
Yes, and a good singer.
And Imani, a player.
Yo los comprometo a 1 free hour. Que inviten a un good party.
Great. Yeah.
Get us 1 free hour. Get us 2 hours and we'll play 1 hour for free. Some cumbias.
El bajista.
Yes,
es el bajista.
$2.50 an hour.
Escucharon al staff. 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, he's a staff. Damn, where does that put me at?
Assistant staff.
If I break his sweat,
like,
you can come with
back with my old friends.
They just don't want that way. I don't think...
You know, Keiko would feed us like cake.
But oh, if you guys knew, Keiko used to be a good guy, pero lo maltrataron.
Para que se le quite.
He used to be a good guy, pero lo maltrataron.
You changed him. Why?
You changed. You're the reason. You changed him because you betrayed him.
Yeah.
No, I changed. Keiko, no, you changed. You changed because yo te dije, no, eso no te dejes.
No.
No te dejes. ¿Por qué te dejas?
You switched up.
Yeah, you're the one.
You even told me, I'd rather be trained one than be trained two.
Yo, no, that's crazy.
Yo, crazy.
Who said that?
Y'all gotta go back to the topic, that's though. Crazy, no offense. Like, people are gonna click off.
Bro.
No, they already told us that TikTok. Yeah. I skipped the whole intro.
It's like yeah, they already said we're boring. No, yes, but okay, so in the comments, we need, what do you guys think about the choreography, the Grupo Firme? Is it valid or not valid? Also,
Giggle's like,
No, I'm not gonna laugh because like, oh, I'll betray him.
How does the mic work?
Guys, the next topic is.
Oh, no, no. Also, what do they think they need to comment down? The choreography, good or bad?
I already mentioned it.
Okay.
Damn. Shut your ass up. Right, he basically said, shut the fuck up.
Guys, Iván Cornejo drops a preview on Instagram. The break.
What was the point?
Damn, what bro. Mess, dude, You look bien crudo.
You look acabado, you look, dude.
Bro, you look like 20, pero acabado.
Hey, that's like one more. You lose one more calorie.
One more going now?
You
missed.
Yeah.
No, bitch, it's right there by the
way. Vas a traer a tus invitados y van a decir, why is there salt everywhere?
It's bad luck to actually throw salt.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, my God, dude.
Yeah, it's also bad.
You're telling me que Edwin se le cayó la
sal. It's also bad to hang out with alcoholics.
Ooh.
How do you think I don't hang out with you?
No. Now you're the alcoholic, bitch.
You're hungover.
I'm not hungover.
You're hungover.
Bro, you said it. Don't fucking point it. Especially you.
Hand off the
don't
trigger.
Point
I'm going to put it on the safe.
Hand off the trigger.
Safety lock. Guys, we're back.
Anybody but Jason with the fucking
gun. Yeah,
no one trusts Jason with the gun.
Bien armado.
Just point it at them, like, just quick.
No.
Oh my God, bro.
Hey!
It hurts.
No.
Dude,
I'm not giving permission. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
He said no. I respect my friends.
After you told him to go put on the faja and you told this weekend.
Guys, go stream my song, Sin Miedo, Alexis.
Who invited this dude?
Who invited this dude?
Oh my God.
Link in the description.
I did the last topic.
Guys, we're back. Next. Sorry, we're a little bit out of focus. We're getting back. We're getting better.
Hurry up, because he has to be at a meeting to close the deal at 6.
Iván Cornejo drops a preview after going on a lot.
He's going to come with me.
Damn.
I don't know.
Damn.
I don't know, bro. Pongan las pilas mejor.
Dale, güey. Go with your
topic. Tres el almohadazo. ¿Qué vas a contar tú? ¿Qué vas a contar? Tres el todo el almohadazo.
My God. Iván Cornejo drops a successful album, goes on a successful tour, which is all sold out. He's doing amazing. Then out of nowhere, he just goes ghost mode. We don't know what happened to him. And then out of nowhere, he drops a preview of a song that's gonna most likely going to come out in an upcoming album.
Album, single, what is
think,
it?
I think album. I think album. I think he said he doesn't do singles. Well, that was a slow one.
Oh, it's one.
But he's not. Like,
I don't. He hasn't dropped singles.
Though. I feel like
he doesn't do singles.
So it's gonna have to be an album.
But Ivan hasn't dropped a single either.
That's why.
That's what we're talking about.
Doesn't do singles.
Oh, divide this, dude.
Por eso luego dicen, not everybody should have a podcast.
Yeah, damn. Ese pendejo, get him out.
Se pasan.
A veces sí se nos va la onda. A veces se nos va la onda.
I was like,
Stop!
We're supposed to be here at fucking 1. You ain't come out to like 1:45.
I'm sorry.
Salió todavía con la baba.
Guys, let's really get
it. Wasn't baba.
Let's get really get into the topic and finish off this pod. Let's do it, redo it.
Why y'all serious? Why do you guys think you took such a long break?
Bro, yo siento. No, you guys started.
I think he just.
Damn.
Y'all fucking go and have my hands for like 10 seconds. Just have sex at that point.
What?
All right, go. Why?
Do I'm you still a virgin.
I think it's because like he took care of business and then he just went out of hiatus. You know, like Diego said, he
I
had it.
He's like, hey,
I already said shit.
He went, he had.
Okay, boys, okay.
He dropped a successful album. A successful tour that sold out, and then obviously he just needs time for himself, you know.
The resale was going crazy on those tickets. Going 400 crazy. Bucks.
He had people lining up at 7 a.m. when the show started at 8.
Yeah, so he was really on top of his game.
That's crazy. Esa es enfermedad.
Well, matching.
After you're like, oh my god, so cool, y'all like
guys,
them at 7.
We're right here with him.
We didn't even hang out with them at the show.
You didn't hang out with us?
He
didn't hang out with us.
Yeah, I did. I was with you guys.
You're with us?
Bro.
You're with us.
Wait, I was with
wait,
you guys.
What the fuck?
You were not
wait,
with us.
Wait, I feel like you.
You're no, not with
I,
us.
First
you didn't
I,
come with us to the show.
Yes, first, I wasn't there because I showed up late. I showed up late because I brought my sister.
Yeah, I brought someone.
But you were not with us.
I was. You guys were right aside of us.
No, he stayed. You weren't with us.
No, he did
I
go.
Don't
I did.
At,
yeah.
Don't you don't remember him because I think he was doing his own thing.
I was with you guys. He was Keiko got us into that to the engineer's little box.
In the near booth.
And you came?
Yeah, I was with you guys. And then we went to we went to
Kane's. Allison, if you're watching this, was Jason with us?
Please, dude, Allison. Allison is the she won a ticket and she went with us.
I have videos. I was with you guys. And then you tried to film a TikTok, but you didn't end up posting it.
I did.
Oh.
Ah.
It didn't end up blowing up.
That's how you saw it.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. I was there at the concert. That's irrelevant to like what we're trying to make.
Okay, okay, okay. Sorry. Sorry.
You guys are stupid, honestly.
Damn, Dick.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Yo nomás queriendo hacer plática.
On the topic.
You guys have ADHD.
Like, you guys
like
really do.
Monkeys.
Like, this is a
gorilla. Okay, he just took a break because he went on a very successful tour and he got the bag and he just took 4 months off. Yeah.
Looking
there
Kong,
you go.
King Kong.
On topic.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your next question? What's your next question?
King Kong.
I said, do you guys think he can make a comeback?
Yes.
Why?
Because, bro, he's a go. He knows how to do it. He writes his own music and he knows he has an ear to the streets. He knows why people are sad. All right,
now put a little bit of personality to the statement you had. Don't be so dull. Don't be so monotone.
Pass me the gun. Pass me the gun.
Pass me the gun. Pass me the gun.
Guys, Angel could not hurt a fly. He could
he
not.
He had the opportunity to shoot a fly.
He gave it to
Kevin.
Nah, I can't do it.
I can't do it.
He can't get it to me.
Tiene familia. Bro, I ain't giving you that, bro. No.
I would never hold a gun.
Okay, sorry, we got really off topic.
We really
because
did get up. We're just trying to, this is we're messing
we up. Really were just trying to find out who he went with. But anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, and I remember.
No, sorry. 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 Please, sorry. Hey, sorry. Sorry.
He's trying to put me on blast, but
yeah, I only remember because you took a bunch of candy.
We're all matching.
Oh, sure we are.
Oh, yeah.
Except some of us are wearing super, super mega tight jeans.
Who?
Okay.
Oh. Not me.
Oh yeah,
I look breathable.
I just realized. Look,
I got these shoes.
Jeggings.
I got these shoes.
You
too.
Got some jeggings.
Oh yeah, Zipa. This doesn't have to do with Ivan, does it? I'm a good sport. I'm a good sport.
He made me
you
laugh.
Said jeggings. I just I'm said it louder for everyone in the back.
No, he made me laugh. I'm being a good sport too.
Those are nice shoes.
I got these two.
They don't go with jeggings.
Yeah. Okay,
I got these two. Too much with a girl. Yeah,
theoretic.
The shoes are here
like,
and the girl's gone.
Okay, I got a good. Great, y'all crazy. We should not have our own fun.
Some people should have a podcast, bro.
Guys,
y'all
number 7 on the chart.
Hey,
like
we're
that.
Number 7 United States.
That's how they put us on the billboard.
Y por eso pusieron a Santi.
Y'all number 7 on the chart, acting like that. Crazy. Y'all lucky. Y'all blessed that people really support us.
Get your head off the trigger, bro.
I know.
They call me trigger finger.
No, they don't.
Oh, right there, right there. Okay. Hey, perfect.
Nah, I have it on safety, relax.
Hey, he's right there though. Shoot it, might as well. That's okay, don't reload.
He shot like, up with the fucking softball bat.
He looked right. Oh no.
Well, he shot up the whole tattoo come down.
Oh, is that the camera?
The pasas. Okay, okay, on topic. Ask your question.
Okay, okay.
I did the last one. You're doing this one.
Blaquito.
Come on.
It's expected that Nata's going to drop an album.
Uh-huh.
And then Ivan Cornejo's also going to drop an album. Let's just say that they drop it at the same time. Maybe the
Ivan.
same week.
Ivan.
Who do you think is going to take the number one?
Ivan.
That was, he was gonna
That's
ask.
That's crazy, bro.
That's crazy.
Can you repeat your question so everybody hears? What was the thing? What was the thing?
No, you were about to ask that and Kiko right away. Ivan.
That's crazy. Are you Nata?
Dude, you know what we should do? 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 You know what we should do?
Ready,
we
should, you should ask the question like that and then just have him say, Ivan. People would fall for it.
That's defamation of character.
Yeah, but you know why it's not gonna happen? Because he doesn't edit.
That's right.
Well, you're looking at the conversation as it goes. You could edit it.
Oh.
Well, I'm not gonna put him on. Okay. What's your question? What's your question? Whoa, sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Sorry, honestly, guys.
Yeah.
I got interrupted very.
Sorry.
Rudely.
We were number seven on United States. Let's get it.
Let's act like.
Let's act like we're number seven.
And people are gonna see this because we're gonna cut up the podcast.
All right. Bet. You want me to ask the whole question again?
He lagged.
Whatever you're comfortable like.
Okay. Nata is expected to drop an album. Oh, so is Ivan Cornejo.
Sorry, dumbass.
No mames.
Okay.
Jesus, this was sinking.
Natanael Cano.
Yo, dude.
He's sinking.
I'm a papito.
Look at him. Little by little. He just like this. Little by little.
That's crazy, bro.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Yeah.
We're gonna shoot your jeggings.
I stop.
Yeah.
Ah, it's good with you with the gun. No.
Look. Oh.
Guy, this is a highlight.
Okay, let's go ahead. The question.
Nata is expected to drop an album very soon, and as we could tell, so is Ivan Cornejo. Let's just say they dropped the album in the same month.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is gonna take the number one spot in Latin?
I think undeniably Nata is.
You?
I think Nata, but I think long term maybe Ivan.
That's a good answer. I like that.
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer.
They're gonna hit me.
That's a fucking good. What about you, Keko?
Ivan.
Kreka and Sonia.
That's what you really is.
I think Ivan.
Yeah, like Nata and Ivan. Yeah. Like,
Ivan has a very good track record of not being like one hit wonders. You know, like it has replayability.
Yeah,
like, it's off the charts. You know, you'll listen to the song 50 times.
And something,
but I think you know, Nata is a bigger artist. So I think off the bat,
and he's
like,
been around longer.
And I don't. I feel like
and
I,
there's
I feel
a
like
lot of anticipation.
Yeah, Nata has like Peso Pluma, like a feature with Peso Pluma. Yeah. On there.
You never know who.
I don't think. Ivan I don't has. Think Ivan's gonna have anyone on there. Well, actually, he might, but not like I don't.
But
think
no Copa.
It's because Ivan is a whole different sound.
Like I don't think like. I don't see Fuerza Regida doing a song with Ivan or like Peso. Like, I don't know how it would sound.
He's going to go 10 times platinum with no features like J. Cole.
Yeah, that
type of vibe.
All
yeah.
we know is Becky might be on it.
Oh, yeah, Becky.
Or
well, actually, I think he's on Becky's.
But Becky's still trying to come up.
Who invited this, dude?
Becky's still on the come up in the Mexican side, too. You know?
Yeah, he's really trying to. She's really trying to get into the Musica Mexicana.
Becky gets a lot of hate.
Yeah,
I see the comments. I was like, damn, bro.
No, but like Becky,
for every little
thing.
Like,
she had her feet on the couch, like crisscross applesauce, and people were pissed.
Yeah,
bro. If people only knew, like, she owns that couch.
Yeah, she owned.
They probably thought it was her couch.
No, but I feel like she gets more hate because she's on
Stay
a way
on topic.
Bigger. She's on a way bigger like level of fame too.
Yeah.
A lot more scrutiny.
Yeah,
every
exactly.
single little move.
She has like 38 million.
Hey, shout out to her. She a real one. She shared the
I was gonna
story.
Say that big artist, but like
she shared the story.
Podcast came out, she shared it and put it the link.
And she went out of her way to go get the link, copy it, and put it.
That's crazy because like
even if somebody else did it, like for her, like she still got it done. Shout out to her.
Shout out to
36
her,
million.
Her team.
So para los otros que vengan al podcast, you probably don't have 36 million. Becky did it. You should too.
If Becky did it, you could too.
Yeah, if Becky did it with 38 million and she's already huge, blown up on a way bigger market, you could do too.
So you chose Ivan?
I chose Ivan, yeah.
Long term. Then right away, Nata's going to take it off the bat, but...
It's because everybody's going to go for Nata.
It's because Nata has like that replay. I know you're going to listen to the song 50 times too, you know?
So, all the sad people are going like, to Ivan.
There was, sorry, Keiko. Very good point.
You didn't even, what do you say?
I don't know. Yeah, what's this?
Yo, you don't even get respect no more, bro.
He didn't even cut you off. That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's your boy.
Be your boy.
I knew he did not listen to you.
Like, dude, that was hilarious, bro. We gotta cut this up. This gotta be its own video. This has to be.
Nah, I can't. I really can't.
Ya me voy mejor.
Yo. Oh my god, bro.
Dude, he does that a lot. I always feel like he never actually listens to what Keiko says.
No,
that's not what you caught him.
That's cool. There's times where Keiko does have a really good point. And
that's not the point.
And I elaborate.
That's not the point.
I elaborate when he has a good point. Like, I don't see it.
So this time you had a bad point, but you don't want to make it look bad. He's a homie, so he just said you had a good point.
That's no, cool. No, 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 it's because I was gonna say that there was a time where Ivan was your favorite over Nata, right?
Yeah, because I was gonna ask you that. I'd go with whoever's your favorite because I feel like y'all the real diehard fans.
Nah, it's because when we started music, it was when Nata was big, so that kind of gave him like the artist to look up to, and then Ivan came along, and then obviously Nata stopped dropping music.
Yeah,
and
he did.
That's when Diego.
Not that came up on a time when
Diego what?
Like Diego turned into a robot and changed teams.
Oh, I know what he's saying by
zero
robot.
Comment.
Yeah, because
Nata's a robot.
No, yeah, but then Ivan came up when Nata wasn't really dropping music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like there's going to be the next round of artists that are competing. Now
a lot of people got out of this round, huh?
Yeah,
a lot of people ain't coming back for this.
So you think Nata will be competing? Damn, my voice cracked. We'll compete with
good point
with Peso.
Definitely. No, I don't even think
even with Ivan, because they're all gonna be competing.
Wait,
bro.
Can you elaborate on your question, please?
Because Nata brought out the style tumbado, you know.
Okay.
And Peso brought out like with the chachetas and all that shit.
Trombone.
Trombone. Sorry. So now. When Peso was popping, Nata wasn't dropping nothing.
Uh-huh.
So now that he's back, it's going to... Because when Nata was dropping stuff, he was competing a lot with JOP, with Fuerza Regida. And then Nata stopped, so then Peso started competing with Fuerza.
That's good. That's a really good point.
And then, you know, now some people have beef, some people don't. So you think...
Okay, let the people know. Can you please state your question again?
No, I think he was just stating facts, right? Did you have a question?
No.
He's like, what?
My question was, do you think Nata and Peso are going to compete?
Oh, in what regard?
100%.
Like, what do you mean, on the charts or like...
Like, yeah, music-wise. Like, no, like music-wise, like... Nata's going to want to try... Because he has a lot of catching up to do.
I think they've both gone out of their way to show that there's like a strong friendship there.
Mm-hmm.
That is not... Like, you know, it's not competing. I think it's just like working with each other. Because I'm pretty sure that they're both going to be featured on each other's album.
Yeah. But only one person could take the number.
Only one person.
What did...
If...
Frontera say?
If... As no hagas, no compitas, as compitas.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, right?
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. But like, a number one's a number one.
Okay, so if Nata and Peso drop the same day, who's going number one?
Peso.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did you guys see the HSBC thing?
Huh?
The
Hepatitis B?
No. It's the festival. The Musica, the first
Coachella
Musica Regional Festival. And I think it's Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, the headliner is Nata and Fuerza. And Sunday is Peso Alone.
Damn.
Because you gotta like... Like, people know.
If there was a show where it would be Fuerza and Peso playing, who do you think would be the headliner?
Peso.
It's because right now, like,
they go
nobody,
all hype on him,
nobody else could go on top of him right now.
Yeah, but, okay.
He is the first one ever in the history of streams to hit 50 million monthly listeners in Musica Mexicana.
Huh?
like Spotify. I haven't checked recently, but I'm pretty sure he's like up to number 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, 50, probably like The Weeknd has like 55 or something.
Like, bro, he passed
and Taylor
Drake.
Swift está como 80. But he passed Drake like 2 months ago.
Yeah, but I think another big question is that maybe, for example, this is Peso Pluma's first year as a mainstream artist. Yeah. Can he sustain it like how Junior and Nata have been doing it for the past 4 years?
Yeah, porque bajita la mano, like Junior has been just dropping nonstop hits.
Yeah, and they don't stop. They don't stop.
I remember Eslabon Armado, he was saying like, oh, like Junior is like nobody else.
Well, Eslabon too. Eslabon too.
But like, do you think it's all due to like the new compositores that these artists be finding? Because they're all fucking young.
I think they're just like really in touch with the streets. But I mean, either way, like they're still going to have the same team like next year, you know? Because I mean, something that comes up to mind is when we had Frontera, they were like, okay, we, you know, they won the lottery, they got No Se Va. But he said like there was like an immense amount of pressure to have something at least half as strong, you know, as their next song. Because otherwise, everybody's going to label them as a flop, as a one-hit wonder.
A one-hit wonder, yeah.
And that was not the case.
Nah.
You know, they were able to, you know, go through the... There you go. Go watch it. So you guys could hear what we talked about.
Damn, but, yeah. And I think they have a really good team behind them. They have Edgar Barrera, which is...
There's a lot of comments bashing on them, saying that they have someone with a lot of money behind their team. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like, bro,
on this video?
Yeah. Like, bro, just because someone blew up and held, like... the high numbers, dropping a lot of good stuff, doesn't mean they have a lot of fucking... They have someone with money behind them.
I heard that shit about Peso Pluma too, that his parents are rich or some shit.
Yeah, something like
that. They own hotels, algo así, no?
Damn.
Yeah. But I feel like maybe it is true. Let's just say it is true, but talent speaks for itself. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, talent needs to meet an opportunity. To
yeah, like you could be promoted, but like... At the end of the day, like it's like the people that really decide whether your music is good or not.
Yeah, there's people in the industry that get promoted that are just, you know, don't hit as well.
Peso Pluma.
Crazy, but I'm excited for all this music to drop. We got the Ivan album coming, Peso album, Nata album. I don't know if Junior hasn't been promoting nothing about his disc, right?
No, todavía no.
There's a Sad Boys coming out.
Oh, Sad. Oh, the tour.
Another.
Okay, you talking to Mike?
Eslabon just dropped an album. I thought super successful.
Okay, I have a question. Peso Pluma is number one. Who's number two right now? Junior.
Fuerza.
Junior.
Fuerza. Okay. Fuerza.
On what scale? On what?
Everything. Like streams.
Like combined.
And, yeah.
I think it's Fuerza.
They both have successful shows.
Fuerza could be two, just because they have like different kind of music. But Junior have been dropping a lot of badass shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I don't know. Junior H is my favorite artist, like, by far.
Like, that dueto that's coming out with Gavito and Peso?
That one has a lot of hype.
That one, yes, está garantizado, it's a hit.
Yeah. And it barely been the first fucking, like, no audio.
There's that little piece of the trombone.
Like no voice, no nothing. Just
because that just speaks volumes of how in tune they are with their audience.
You know, I'm a hit was supposed to come out with Marca Registrada and Peso Pluma. It's actually recorded.
Marca Registrada. It's not some AI shit?
No. It's not AI. Marca and then...
Okay, but you're talking about like... It was supposed to be three people or only two people?
Just them two.
Peso Pluma.
Watch,
Wait, was it Marca Registrada and who?
And Peso Pluma.
Yeah.
Wasn't that song...
Gavitos, no? So Gavito no más salió a pasar. Well, listen.
Yeah, I think... Or Tito Laija, you know? The one who writes it.
Hey, shout out to Tito.
Un saludo
para Compatito. If you're watching this, shout out to you. You're making absolute hits.
Yes, sir.
Wait, he speaks English too?
No, we're just
fucking Spanish.
Nos entendemos. We're like this.
And it says Fidel Marca Registrada posted this.
Okay, let's listen to this. And I want you guys to tell me if you guys think it would have been the same hit.
Can we mute it so we don't get copyrighted?
Who's going to copyright it? I want to hear from you.
That's it?
Pero la parte de Fidel.
I guess it didn't come out, but Fidel posted this on a story.
Sí, como dato curioso, AMG la íbamos a grabar nosotros con Hassan. Qué perro que les pegó macizo.
Damn, I know this.
That's cool.
And then Pez Bluma commented, no la quiso grabar, Laughing Faces.
No la quiso.
Who didn't want to record Peso?
Fidel.
Fidel didn't, he would have needed that. Boost up his fucking...
But I don't think it would have hit like that.
Nah. I felt like it hit just it... because Nata's like... It fit, like his... Like the way they Fidel filmed
has
the movie...
Fidel has a specific voice where you just can't like... Sing fast, like if it's like a drill corrido. Like, I don't imagine him... Muy bueno para las cuentas. Or like... Así lo que hizo Dios. That was supposed to be Fidel too.
Yeah, los gustos de la gente cambia, because I remember, you know, when we were first, like... Well, when I first met you guys, like, that's what was popping, like, El Comerciante, que El Doctor. And we were singing, you know, a todo lo que daba el pulmón, y... I don't know what it is now.
What did he say yesterday? For Codiciado?
Codiciado. I used to listen to it.
I used to.
Pero no me alocaba, oh, yeah. Compa.
Alteraba,
no. No me alteraba.
I would listen to it, but I wouldn't...
Yeah, I don't know. I
won't try to dress
I was boring back then.
Or try to dress like fucking three shots.
Damn. No, it's not even three shots. Lo que?
That's crazy, though. But I feel like the music scene is all trends, bro.
Y luego es like betting on a song.
Yeah.
Like, is it going to be a hit? Is it not? Like, no matter what, people still can't tell if it's going to be a hit or not until the people listen to it.
Yeah, like music is super subjective.
Back to what he said about...
We got 26 minutes.
The Nata thing. I feel like people are just following what's trending because a lot of artists are dropping a lot of fire stuff, you know, like too much good music is coming out and you're like, fuck, wait, like I'm only gonna listen to whoever's dropping new shit. Mm-hmm. Like Marca Registrada hasn't dropped anything. And if they did, they didn't catch album. People's attention.
Did you drop the album?
It's called The Magic Doesn't Stop.
Yeah, you know? But I saw the album, I think it was a lot of the songs that already came out. Estaba como...
Remastered?
Whatever the
Si Fuera Fácil.
Si Fuera Fácil and that one song, Solo Me Dejaste. That song.
Which is remastered?
Yeah, something like that. I think they just got all the hits all together. That's why they were in the Times Square. Así los puso Spotify.
It's called Don't Stop the Magic.
I think
songs.
We have to drop an album too.
And it's all their hits.
Yeah, it's the hits, huh?
All the hits, yeah.
Yeah. Todos. But yeah, any final thoughts before we run out of time, guys?
Guys, go listen to my song.
Invite this dude.
Guys, if you guys are watching this on Monday, tomorrow we are playing soccer against Eslabon Armado again. And, I'm not going to say anything. Just right there. We're just going to play again tomorrow.
We're going to play soccer.
Maybe we'll go live. I'll have, like, Brandon go.
Yeah, that would
comment,
be nice.
Comment down below right here. Who do you think is going to take the W?
That's it.
If it's us or if it's Eslabon Armado. If y'all choose Eslabon Armado.
When did that video drop?
Ray, I'm pull up to your house.
Wednesday, yes. Be on it.
Oh, this Wednesday the first game comes out.
Yes, but we really appreciate you guys watching all the way to the end. We do this for you guys. We appreciate it.
Gracias a todos que nos apoyan.
And all the support you know we've been getting lately. It's
thank you for 200K.
We never take it for granted.
Por 500,000.
500,000. Make sure, yeah, dile again.
You thought
and don't forget the advertisements. If you guys want an advertisement, send a message or something. Message the account on Instagram.
Shout out your girl.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah. Oh, girl. Or be like, hey, insert name. You want to be my girlfriend or something like that, you know? Oh, that would be sick.
Man,
detallita. Congrats to everyone who graduated, too. Comment down below where you graduated.
No, fucking mocosos.
High school,
shout out college. To everybody that graduated. O todos los que sí.
Who
everybody
that
stuck
to this year?
Class of 2023. Felicidades.
No, I would have graduated last year.
We were supposed to graduate this year.
Crazy.
Honestly, I don't even know nobody that's still in college.
Yeah, everyone who was like that, I know, like, they dropped out.
You? Anybody that graduated?
Your sister?
My sister?
From where?
High school.
Manda los saludos.
Amigos, peludo.
That's a wrap. That's a wrap.
Literally.
That's a wrap.
That sounded wrong. Anyway.